So it is a final look at sports this morning, and we're going to finish things off with a bit of football. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says they'll need to be at their best defensively and not just an attack at Atalanta tonight. Now, the Reds must overturn a 3-0 deficit in Italy if they are to progress to the semi-finals of the Europa League. Klopp knows they cannot afford to defend as badly as they did at Anfield in last week's first leg.
They won completely deserved. They played a really good game. We didn't play extremely well. And so that's it now. Let's start with a much better performance and let's try to win the game. And then we will see how much time is left in the end.
Yeah, so will I be surprised if Liverpool come back from 3-0 down? We've seen it in the Champions League against FC Barcelona. But will I not be surprised if Atalanta hold on or take it to penalties and then Liverpool loses on penalty? No, I won't. So it's going to be a very interesting game. And we've seen a number of goals in the Champions League and Europa League in the last 2 weeks. So it could be a very exciting fixture. Other Europa League fixtures, West Ham United 2-0 down, go into their deciding game of the last eight with the newly crowned German champions Bayern Leverkusen at the London Stadium. Benfica take on Olympique Marseille. Roma against AC Milan. The ODI series between the Women Proteas and Sri Lanka, that's ended in a 1-1 draw. That's after a 6-wicket win for Sri Lanka in Poch. Betting first, South Africa 3-1-5. Captain Laura Wolfart 184 not out. In reply, Shamari Atapatu's 195 not out. So Sri Lanka chased down 302 to win by 6 wickets. Atapatu's score is the third highest individual women's ODI total. Proteas skipper Miss Laura Wolfart with her thoughts on the defeat.
Tough game today. I think with 300 on the board, you always fancy yourself with a chance of winning. We had a decent first half. I think obviously we had the 2 runouts, which wasn't ideal. I think we could have pushed 330, 350 if Kapi was there for a bit longer. She was absolutely smoking them, but the ball came on really nicely under the lights and Chamari batted excellently. She had a few half chances as well. I think one or two hands that we got that we put down and missed one or two runouts as well. So a lot of small moments. I think if we got her out at any point in that, I think it was game on. But yeah, she just kept batting and kept smoking us and it was hard to stop her today.
Yep, that's all the sports I have for you this morning. Mr. Nick Tatham will be back this afternoon for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Sky Shabalala.